It all comes down to taking real action, because there's never going to be any data to collect if there's no action. I can write down in my manifestation journal that I'm going to manifest $1 million, but like, it's not just coming and knocking on the door.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. As entrepreneurs, we know that building and growing a business can be challenging, to put it simply. We're faced with obstacles every day, from financial constraints to imposter syndrome, limiting beliefs, and the fear of failure. If you've been listening to Gold Digger for a while, you probably know that I'm a big fan of turning these challenges into opportunities for both growth and success. And we can only do that with the right mindset. Today, I have just the guest to help with that. She's a mom, an entrepreneur, a motivational speaker, a corporate dropout, a master certified NLP practitioner and trainer, a certified success and life coach, hypnotherapist, time techniques practitioner, and EFT practitioner. She follows a 3-step approach with all of her clients. Do the inner work first, embody your next level self, then magnetize your dream life and business. Today, we're discussing the first step in that process, doing the work to tap into your inner resilience and overcoming limiting beliefs using the powerful technique called EFT tapping. She'll share the experience with using EFT tapping and other mindset mastery tools to navigate the ups and the downs of entrepreneurship, and how you can do the same to move from resistance to resilience and achieve your business goals. I can't wait for you to hear this conversation. So Amanda Bible, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast. If you're ready to dig your biggest goals with each other in person, mark your calendars for September 5th through the 8th, 2023 for HubSpot's annual inbound conference in Boston. There will be multiple stages featuring over a dozen industry experts, including Reese Witherspoon, Derek Jeter, Neil Patel, and more. You'll learn everything from sales strategy to AI and innovation, connect with the leaders, and the best part is you'll walk away with practical tips that you can put into action as soon as you get home. Tickets are selling out fast, so head over to inbound.com to get yours today. Amanda, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
I am so excited to be here. Actually, I'm like all jazzed up. I had my banana. I had my 2 shots of espresso. I'm like, I'm ready to go.
I wish bananas gave me that level of energy. I am here for this. So you sent me an email pitching yourself for this show, and your subject line absolutely caught my attention. The subject line to your email was, I wasn't supposed to live, but I did. I think this is an incredible place to start our conversation. So what is your story, and what is it that you survived in order to get you to where you are today?
Wow. Yeah. So I was born with a life-threatening illness called hepatitis C. I don't know if you've ever heard of it before, but when I was 3 years old, the doctors found it. I had jaundice and everything that kind of indicated that I needed to go to the doctor. But as a 14-year-old, my hep C progressed to cirrhosis, which had the doctors like super baffled. So I was on liver transplant lists, and I was on interferon, which is like a really hardcore drug that I compare to like a chemotherapy, especially because it is so hardcore and it's supposed to like make you bedridden. But I think that this plays into my story, because what happened was the doctors told me that I wasn't going to be able to do things. I was probably going to, you know, be bedridden for my entire adolescence, and I wouldn't be able to like do the things that normal kids do. And my personality has always been like, I don't take no for an answer. And if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to show you what's up, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it the best. So like, despite all of this, I was still the captain of the cheerleading squad. I was in National Honor Society. I applied to all of my like reach schools and got the 4.0 GPA and all the things like that. And I was on interferon, and none of the drug attempts ever worked for me when I was really young, unfortunately. So going into my early 20s, I actually was put onto a trial that allowed me to eventually cure the hep C, which was amazing. There's like this other thread too that kind of like, it's like this multifaceted story, because at the end of the day, when a doctor tells you you can't do something, most of the time, normal people won't do it. And for me, I was born with a gene of addiction. So I was told I can't drink. And I was told I couldn't do drugs. And I was told that I had to eat certain foods to stay healthy. And I don't know if, like, it's not something to be proud of, but for my entire childhood, I just wanted to fit in, you know? And I don't know about you, but for me, when I was in high school, like, kids were experimenting and, you know, they were going to parties and they were drinking and like smoking weed or whatever. And I'm not condoning that, and I'm not saying it's okay. But for me, I ended up trying something that got me hooked. So I had this life-threatening illness, and I was addicted to drugs and alcohol at the same time. So it is a miracle that I actually lived through that and lived through it to be able to get on a treatment that allowed me to cure my illness and find recovery all in the same year. So in 2013, I entered the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous after a life-threatening overdose. And I have been now clean. I celebrated 10 years clean and sober in April, which is like a huge freaking accomplishment. And I didn't want to be here when I was a kid. I didn't aspire to be a drug addict. Like, I daydreamed about being a dolphin trainer, you know? I wanted to be a dolphin trainer, an astronaut, or like, you know, the person who discovered the next galaxy or something, right? But in those moments, I couldn't see another way to be. And, you know, I had that gift of desperation, and I knew something had to change, which brought me through a long stint in rehab. So I went to rehab. I got a job as the director of first impressions at Keller Williams Realty. So shout out to Keller Williams, because it was like my first like actual job that I had. It was a $12 an hour part-time desk job in the middle of 2013. And I remember thinking then, like, I'm not destined to be the person who answers phones all day long. And if that's something that you do, like, by all means, amazing. And if you want more than that, like, it is so totally available for you. So I got like down and dirty and understanding like how employers like work and twerk, because I would always talk to the CEO of the company, and she was always telling me about like different skills that she would look for when she would hire somebody. So I decided to call it transferable skill set that I had. And I would transfer the skill set that I had cultivated over time as a desk person into curating a job description for myself as an executive assistant, and ended up upgrading it within 4 years from a $12 an hour desk job to making multiple six figures in the corporate world as an executive assistant to like CEOs of hedge funds in the finance industry. All the while thinking like, I'm not on the planet to do this. Like this isn't my jam. So I tried everything under the sun. I always had the entrepreneur gene. But I realized that I was basing my success off of everyone that I had supported forever and ever and ever, instead of going within to define what success looks like for me. And once I rewrote that story, once I rewrote what success meant for me and what excellence meant for me, I was able to start my coaching business. And then I ended up getting master certified as a coach and trainer certified as a coach. And now I use the tools that completely changed my life into helping others rewrite their stories about like all of their generational patterns and, you know, birth their new creations into reality and use them to help others do the same. So here I am.
It's amazing. Your jam in overcoming entrepreneurship challenges is a lot through mastering your mindset. Mm-hmm. And one of the tools that you use that I love and I'm so fascinated by is EFT tapping. And I'm sure that everyone listening knows that if we're feeling any resistance to a project or starting something, or we're experiencing like a slowdown in the progress of our business, it usually, if we peel back all the layers and remove all the strategies and systems, it usually has to begin with our mindset. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of mindset when it comes to business?
Absolutely. You know, there's, I think, this thing that happens in society and like all of us as like this whole where we know what we don't want, right? Like I knew I didn't want to be in corporate.
Yes. Yes.
But I didn't know what I did want.
Yes.
Right. And because I was so focused on what I didn't want, I didn't have a destination to put into my GPS. Right. So as far as like mindset goes and like my fascination with like the tools that I teach and also like the subconscious mind, right? The way that it works is like if you tell somebody not to think about something, like if I said to you right now, like, don't think about the pink zebra, what are you thinking about? The pink zebra, right? So what happens is like because we focus on what we don't want to be creating or what we don't want to be experiencing in the now in our current reality, it actually continues to perpetuate that pattern because our actions, attitudes, and behaviors are so reliant on the pictures that we're creating in our mind. Yes. So it's like the pink zebra is here, and now I'm thinking about how I feel about the pink zebra or the corporate job that I have or the project that I don't want to do. Instead of just simply asking myself, like, well, what do I want to create? What do I want? Not what I don't want. What do I want? And when we start to focus on what we do want, and it's just like it's literally that simple of a question, the cycle changes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's so powerful because even just in your example, like if you asked a woman what she didn't like about her body, the list could be 30 things long. And then if you ask them what you do love about your body, it'd be like one or two if we're lucky. And it's so funny how if you move through life focused on what you don't like or don't want or don't need, you really miss the opportunity to fill your space, your energy, your passion with the things that you do want or you do need. There's a total reframe that needs to happen.
Yeah, it's like this new level of awareness. And I'm like in this new phase, like this week, I always get on like topics of the week. And like this week, it's like painful awareness. Mm. And like once you become painfully aware of what you do want, the power then comes back to you. Like then it becomes your responsibility to freaking do it, like go out and create it. But like we get so stuck in the like, but I don't know what my passions are. And I don't know what project I want to do next. And I don't know what my goals are and all of the things. But then how are you going to do anything different if you don't know what it is? Like take a second or 10 or 30 and write it down.
What kind of questions would you ask someone if you were coaching them? Okay. And they said, Amanda, I do not like my life. I wake up at 2 a.m. and I ask myself, is this it? And I've worked really hard to get to where I am, but I don't like where I'm going. And I don't even know where that destination is. What kind of questions would you ask them?
Well, how do you want to feel?
Yes.
How do you want to feel?
Not what does it look like? How do you want it to feel?
No, because if someone doesn't know what it looks like, they're not going to have an answer for you, right? They're telling me right now that there's so much mumbo jumbo going on in their head because they don't know what they want. So if I ask them, well, what do you want? They're going to be like, I don't know. That's why I'm here. That's why I came to our coaching sessions, right?
Right.
But they more than likely are going to know how they want to feel. And then you can reverse engineer that and turn that into a process. So I would say like, how do you want to feel or how do you want to be? How do you want to be instead, right? Like you obviously don't want to be this ball of anxiety and feeling overwhelmed, waking up in the middle of the night. I actually had this conversation with my husband the other day because he does experience that a lot. I'm like, Brett, how do you want to feel instead? He's like, I want to feel like a leader. I'm like, okay, well, what does leadership mean to you? And let's define leadership. And what does leadership mean to you in a year from now? So it's about redefining these subjective words so we can turn them into processes. And then the process then is reverse engineered, turned into actions. And by doing something all of the time, it becomes habitual.
Yeah.
And by creating habits, it then becomes a part of who you are. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Which bridges the gap.
Talk to me a little bit about EFT tapping. So I will never forget the first time I met someone who was in this world of tapping. I remember someone saying, oh yeah, they do tapping. And I was like, what are they tapping? What tapping what? Like I couldn't connect the dots. So what is EFT tapping and how did it come into your world?
Yeah. So EFT tapping, oh my gosh. So, okay. So in 2019, I had like this ugly cry meltdown of like, what the F is my life from the outside looking in, like everything looked perfect. So there was like this major feeling of like guilt and shame for wanting more. Right. Yep. And I came across someone like as I went down the rabbit hole of Instagram and she was like, she was tapping. And I'm like, what is this girl doing? Like, that looks fun. But what ended up happening was I gave it a shot. I gave it a try. And not only did it make me feel better in the moment, but it made me feel better long term because EFT tapping stands for emotional freedom technique. And essentially, it is derived from like ancient Chinese medicine, something similar to like yoga or acupuncture. It works with the meridians in the body. And when tapping, we're meant to tap on the 8 different tapping points that are located around like your head, your chest, under your arm. And what it does is it unstucks clog energy so that your energy can flow the way that it's meant to flow. It works with like your life force. So imagine almost like you were watching like a old school like TV, like those big TV sets, and it was like zzz, like the static and the snow on it. It's about taking one of the wires and like putting it back to where it's supposed to be so everything runs properly. So essentially it like rewrites your brain's neural pathways. So it allows you to rewrite your stories basically. For me, it works for like manifesting. It helps with the beliefs because manifestation, it's not only about like embodiment and feeling, but it's about like commitment to the vision and commitment to the belief, right? So if I'm waking up with like all of these limiting beliefs in the morning, tapping allows me to not only say them out loud, which number one, when you say it out loud, it loses its power, right? Because we're no longer kind of like pushing it down, but it brings it to the surface and you're tapping in the new way that you want to feel instead. So that's how it works. And the first time I did it, I was like, okay, I can get with this. And then I played a little game with myself and like did it for a week. And like that 1 week, I not only manifested what I wanted that day, but it was like my best week up until that point in like my business, which was incredible. So
something I think that's so interesting about tapping too is like from a nervous system standpoint, it's mm-hmm. like if you're feeling anxiety or you're feeling a certain sort of way, it kind of brings you back into your body, right? Like, it's like, yeah. Stop getting ahead of yourself or behind yourself, like get here now, ground yourself. And I think that's really powerful, even just looking at our nervous system and how we handle things like stress or anxiety. I think it's a really interesting tool. And what I love about it is you don't have to go out and buy anything. You can literally do it right now and today. And I think that's really powerful. What have you seen in terms of working with entrepreneurs specifically, where they have to kind of speak some of those fears out loud? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I think most of our listeners are more afraid of success than they are of failure. And so talk to me a little bit about that practice of like saying those inner fears and what that looks like. Cause I think a lot of people have not done that.
Yeah. So before we even get into that really quick, one tapping session, what you mentioned about like the nervous system.
Yeah.
It is proven to reduce cortisol, your stress hormone, which is obviously so closely related to anxiety, cortisol by over 40% in a single session. Now, if that's not nervous system regulation on steroids, I don't know what is. And I think that's like the new buzzword is nervous system regulation, right? So like tapping is nervous system regulation in a nutshell. So saying all of these things out loud is uncomfortable, right? And in between all of the rounds of tapping that I'll do, I'll have my clients or students go within and see like how intense that feeling is for them.
Yeah.
And sometimes like it's worse than it was when they started after the first round of like voicing all of these fears, because we never observe it. We don't observe it. We push it away until it gets so much that like we have the anxiety attack, but like it's all comes like bubbling up and like you don't know how to manage it. So being able to get honest with yourself and like trust that you've been through every hard thing up until that point, like you're going to get through the hard saying of like all the things that aren't going right for you, but like allowing yourself the space to remove it, clear it, to welcome in what you want to be feeling, what you want to be experiencing.
Looking for a new podcast to add to your weekly lineup? Check out Entrepreneurs on Fire, hosted by John Lee Dumas. Every week, JLD and his guests share practical strategies to fire up your business journey and create the life you've always dreamed of. No matter what goals you're digging this year, Entrepreneurs on Fire will inspire you to take action and give you the tools to get there. JLD has interviewed over 3,000 incredible entrepreneurs, including Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, Barbara Corcoran, Tim Ferriss, and so many more, including yours truly. You are bound to find the topic or the guest you're looking for. I loved his recent interview with Tyler Wagner on how to become a successful author. I honestly wish I had heard that episode before I promoted my book. Listen to Entrepreneurs on Fire wherever you get your podcasts. I think you'll love it just as much as I do. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Do you tap every day?
Most days. I don't intentionally sit down and like bring myself through a session, but like I do find myself tapping if I am experiencing something I don't want to. And this is a kicker. I do it with my 2.5-year-old. So He loves it.
I was just thinking that this would be a really powerful tool for kids or kids that are struggling with anxiety or, you know, worrying. There's so many different ways that you can teach it where it's like literally just tapping their hand and nobody sees it, in different ways that it can really, again, help like ground you and kind of get really honest about where you're at and what you're thinking. One thing that you teach is something called thought catching. And I think it's a really powerful way to kind of speak about how we can raise awareness of the thoughts that are actually holding us back. Can you explain what thought catching is and how we can start to do it or apply it in our lives or businesses?
Yeah, of course. So just for like a history lesson, we think like 60,000 plus thoughts a day. All right. That's a lot of thoughts. Like we don't, I mean, if I were to ask you, hey, Jenna, what are the 60,000 thoughts you thought of yesterday?
Right.
I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. But we're always making decisions. We're always thinking thoughts. And until we bring awareness to the thoughts that we're thinking, you can't do anything about it. And 95-ish% of those thoughts are on repeat.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Yeah.
Right. So the concept of thought catching is essentially just bringing in that like curious observation to the thoughts that are coming in. And what stories we're subscribing to or what patterns we're creating through those thoughts, and simply asking yourself, is this thought taking me closer to or further away from the outcome I desire? It's very simple, right? Well, I mean, in theory, it's very simple. Now, let's say I have this thought of like, oh my gosh, Amanda, you are never going to sign your first high ticket client because you suck and nobody likes you. Well, is that thought going to serve me? Probably not. So then it goes back to that reframe, right? Well, what thought would I like to be thinking? Or what's a thought that my higher self thinks on a daily basis when she's going to do her Instagram story talking about one-on-one coaching or certification or whatever it is? Well, it's certainly not that I'm not good enough, right? So is this thought taking me closer to or further away from the outcome I'm desiring? And you can also add the thread of, well, what do I want to be thinking instead?
One thing that you've brought up a couple different times, and I think it's so powerful, is noticing. It's literally that awareness and that noticing. Mm-hmm. And I was someone who for years was like, I cannot meditate. My brain is too busy. I know all the successful pros do it every day and I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. And it was this massive shift in my life when I realized that like meditation isn't having an empty mind. It's about noticing your thoughts, right? Just having that level of awareness. And that awareness follows you through your entire day, right? It's not just for the 5 minutes that you're listening to someone guide you through something. That awareness starts to trickle in into every aspect of your life and what you're thinking. It's so powerful as entrepreneurs when we think about these stories, these loops that we live on that are constantly telling us these stories that simply and likely are not true for us.
They weren't even yours to begin with. They probably got passed down.
Exactly. So how do we begin to even acknowledge the stories? Because I think that so many of them are so deeply ingrained in how we move through life and what we believe to be true about ourselves or others. Like, how do we even start to like notice them and get really honest that, yes, this is a story that either someone handed to me or I wrote myself, so that we can start to shift them? Because I think a lot of people listening are like, yeah, probably, but, and it's like, no, you just aren't even in that level of awareness yet.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple of really juicy things that you said, because sometimes we come from this perspective of like, well, I already know it all. You know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're really struggling to get to like that next level and you enroll with a coach and they're like, well, let's do the dream client avatar worksheet. And you're like, I already know my dream client avatar. Well, clearly you don't. No. Or clearly something, the messaging's off somewhere. So it's time to always go back to the basics of it too, right? In life, in the thoughts that we're thinking or the stories that we're subscribing to, it's really just about going back to the basics. What actions are you taking right now that every single time you take it, you're like, oh, you know, I see myself coming from a mile away. I just don't do anything about it. And like, that's where it all comes from. So it doesn't even have to be like in your business. It could be something like what foods you're eating, or, you know, the clicking the ignore button when you see a bill collector call, or whatever the case may be, right? Or if you were like me a couple of years ago, hiding shopping bags from my husband, but that's an action, right? So I then have to curiously observe the action, right? Okay, well, I just hid the shopping bag and I hid the receipt. I threw it out outside of the store. I brought the shopping bag home and I hid it in the bottom of my closet. I mean, we're all probably, you know, guilty of that one. I'm not the only one. But when I take a look at that, I saw my mom do it and she hid that from my dad. And I have to think about, well, what was the dialogue that came along with it? Oh, I don't want daddy to get mad that we spent too much money at the store. Okay, so now what is that telling me about my perspective on money? That I can't spend money, or that I can't spend too much. I can't tell my husband that I spent money. And it's like these patterns that continue through what we learned from our parents from that those young ages, because we're modeling it, right? So if you take a look at the action that you don't want to be doing, I would then see what belief or what thought is happening just prior to the action. Right? So take a step back. Well, what was the thought in my mind before I hid the shopping bag? I don't want Brett to get mad at me. Ooh, that's interesting. So that has to do with money mindset, right?
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's really interesting too, because so many of us are just going through our days, but we're never actually bringing that level of awareness or just like that introspection. Like, it's not a good or bad thing. Like, look at it as an experiment and it's giving you a result, and that data will guide you forward. And I think so often we don't want to get honest about where we're at, because once we're honest about it, it means we got to move away from it. Right.
Ooh, and that's so the scary part, right?
Yes. And that's, I think that's the hard part. And I love the idea of manifestation. I think it's powerful, and I've definitely used it in my life, but I live in this space where like the woo meets the work, right? Like the manifestation is the woo, but the action is the work. And I think that a lot of times people feel like they either have to be in one camp or the other. Like, I'm going to outwork myself to success, or I'm just going to manifest $1 million and it shall come. What I appreciate about you, Amanda, is it's like, okay, start with the awareness, but then back it up with the action. And I think that's where a lot of people get stuck, or they never actually move away from or towards where they want to go.
I love that you said that, because it all comes down to taking real action, because there's never going to be any data to collect if there's no action being taken. Like, I can write down in my manifestation journal that I'm going to manifest $1 million this year in my business, but like, it's not just coming and knocking on the door. You know, I open up, that'd be great. Like, I'd love that. But it's like, okay, well, how do I want to create this $1 million? What programs am I creating, or what different actions am I taking? What are some of the things that I'm going to incorporate and let go of? Right. So I love that you said the action piece, because I say that all the time. Like, you can't just manifest by writing in your journal.
Yeah. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so as we are getting ready to conclude, could you guide us through a tapping experience for someone who has never tapped? I invite you as a listener to take part in this. If you're driving, pull over. But really just try it. As we're saying, experiments are powerful. And I think that a lot of us, especially driven entrepreneurs, we don't take a moment to like be in our bodies. And I think tapping is a beautiful way to do that. And obviously the experience can expand if this is something that resonates with you, but will you guide us through a tapping experience?
I absolutely would be honored to guide you through a tapping experience. So like Jenna said, if you're driving, pull over. We do not want your eyes shut on the highway. So be somewhere where you can get comfortable and really just feel into the energy that's going to be shifting in your body. So I figured this would be the perfect time to tap into like success and income and impact. So I would invite everybody to start with their karate chop point, which is like, if since you're listening and not viewing, it's like the side of your pinky to like your wrist, like where it's like meaty over here. So if you were to make a fist, it's the outside of your fist. So you're just going to tap there and repeat after me. And then what's going to happen as I bring you through the tapping is I will guide you on the next tapping point and where to tap your fingers on your body. So you'll repeat after me. Even though I'm feeling overwhelmed, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling overwhelmed, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling overwhelmed, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. So I'm going to invite you to put your hands on your lap or on your belly and just take two deep breaths in, filling your belly up with oxygen. And out. One more. And out. And I just want you to notice where in your body you're feeling intensity or any limiting beliefs happening or coming up, and just notice it. Just notice it. We're not doing anything with it, but I want you to notice as we go through the tapping how that shifts for you. Okay. So we're going to start at the top of the head. This is right about where your forehead and hairline meet. Business is just too much for me. I don't know enough. Now we're going to go to the top of the eyebrows. If things aren't perfect, then it can't happen. It has to be perfect. And that keeps me stuck. Side of the eyes, which is right around where your temples are. I don't know enough about business and finances to be successful. Under your eyes. My goals are just too big. So I'm feeling stuck. And I don't know where to start. So I freeze and do nothing. Or the same old thing that I've been doing. And then the pattern continues. Under your nose. Because my goals feel too big, I don't take myself seriously. How am I gonna make that happen? What happens if I don't achieve them? What will people think? But more importantly, it'll just prove that I'm not good enough. Your chin. I really, really want to succeed. And if I want to feel this way, if I want to feel like a success, I know I'm meant for it. Collarbone. And if I'm meant for this, my voice deserves to be heard. It's time for me to own my magic. Under your arm, like right under where your armpit is on your bra line. Because not only can I dream big, but I'm meant to live bigger. Okay, so putting your hands on your lap, I want you to take a nice deep breath in and relax. One more. And out. And I want you to notice if it's gone up, down, or stayed the same. And just notice that number and how it shifted. We're going to start at the top of our head again. I want to feel like a successful CEO. Like I'm a money magnet. And everyone loves what I have to create. Top of the eyebrows. I am a beacon of light. I can have, be, and do anything. I get to do this. It gets to be fun. Like an adventure. side of the eyes, I can create impact. I'm meant for it. I'm meant to live an abundant life. Under your eyes, money flows to me easily and effortlessly. Abundance surrounds me every day. Under your nose, I am the creator of my reality. And that fills me with so much joy and love. Your chin, I feel complete. This gets to be an adventure where I can learn even more about myself, who I am, and embrace what I deserve. Collarbone. Since I've been dreaming about this, I know I'm meant for it. I get to create my legacy. Now, under your arm, I get to build my empire. Show up authentically, be vulnerable, who I'm meant to be, because I am me, and that is my superpower. All right, breathe it on in and out. One more. And out. Give yourself a little gratitude for showing up today as a quick 5 minute or more tapping and enjoy how that makes you feel.
Oh, that was awesome. At first I was like, wait, are we going to say the good things? But I loved that it starts with that honesty, because I feel like even as you were saying those things, like there is someone listening where it felt like a knife twist, right? Of like, I don't believe I'm enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I can't figure this out. And so I love that, like, first acknowledgement and then second anchoring. Like, that's really, really powerful. Amanda, where can everybody find out more about you and what you do and how you show up in the world?
You can find me on Instagram, Inner Beauty Bible, INNER Beauty Bible, BYBEL. And all of my links are right there in my bio.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the Gold Digger podcast today. It was
a
treat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed doing this tapping experience. I love that it is something that is so accessible to you to do anywhere, anytime. In fact, I thought it was really powerful to do the tapping techniques while saying some of those limiting beliefs and those thoughts and those loops that might be holding you back, and then anchoring in the new belief that you want to hold. I love tapping, and it is something that I want to bring more into my life for so many reasons, and also something that I want to teach to my children. I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Amanda. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.